Today's learning for initials Chaim Luz Shem Shari Moshe and Neil Rivka Bas Moshe Israel. We discuss for Shleima Chaim Moshe and Malki and his Sarah and Brachva Sarah Malka. Discuss for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So holding Simen Kuf Tzadik Vav, continuing on in this halachas of Hilchas Zimun. And yesterday we started Sif Aleph, and what we said was that if somebody ate something that's Aser, even if it's Aser in the Rabbanon, right? And not only are you really not supposed to make a bracha on it, not before, not after, but we also said that you cannot count the person for Zimun. Now, the Mishabura said something interesting that I wanted to just highlight. I mentioned that it's for those doing the Amid Yomi, it applies to the Amid Yomi as well, something that we just learned. That Mishabur said, and just to finish up on the thought we started yesterday, and then we'll move on to Sif Beis, is that if somebody asserts something on himself, so if I made a neder, I'm not going to eat, this and this bakery's donuts because I saw the reviews daily, decide I'm not going to. So I made a neder, I'm not going to eat this particular donut, right? So now you cannot, and I go ahead and I eat it. That's I ate a dava aser, and therefore you cannot include me. Now, interestingly enough, that when you look over here, let me just find the right. One second. Let's say so. He brings down over here from the Igris Maisha. If somebody went ahead and he ate b'mezid before havdalah. Okay, so we know the halacha you're not allowed to eat before. Before Havdalah, right? So he says over there, even though he has to make a bracha achrayna, right? But why? We just said that something, if you're eating something that's asa, you're not supposed to make a bracha. Maybe you even have to make a bracha of shayna. So Ramesha says that the reason is because the food itself is not asa. So very interesting. So here, why is it any different? We just said in Mishabura that if somebody went ahead and he ate something that is a davar aser, meaning that it was aser because he asered himself on it, he made a neder, he made a promise that he's not going to eat it, that's considering a davar aser. Along comes Ramesha and he says that if somebody ate before Avdala, even though it was aser for him to eat, he could make it because the food itself is not by some aser. But if I made a neder, I'm not going to eat a specific donut. That donut is not aser. You're allowed to eat it. So why is that donut considered? Why is it any different than eating before Havdalah? And it was very interesting because we just learned in the Gemara that there's a difference between a neder and a shvuah. And the Gemara explains that a neder makes the item a cheftza shel iser. That becomes no different than it's treif to me. So when it comes to this halacha, if somebody ate something that he's not allowed to eat, there's a very clear distinction over here. If I ate something that I asked on myself through a neder, that item became a chefza shel iser to me. Versus when I ate something in a zman that I'm not allowed to eat it, I was over an iser of eating in that zman, and maybe you shouldn't count me in zimun because of that, but you would still make a bracha on that because that item did not become a chefza shel iser. I just found it interesting because we just had this in the Gemara. So let's go to Sif Beis. Im achol devar iser b'makom sakana. What happens if it's sakana that I ate something that's a dava aser? We'll see some examples of that. Mevarchen olav, you do make a bracha. So we just said that if you eat a dava aser, you don't make a bracha, not before, not after, and you can't be counted for zimun. Says the mechaber that if you ate a dava aser in a time of a as it's a sakana, right? Then you're allowed to. Then you do make a bracha before, you make a bracha after. Says the mishaburav. Afila achel issa dairaisa. Sakana, person is a diabetic, and if he didn't eat something with sugar on it right away, he's good. Chas v'shalom, he can be sakanas nefashis, and he's in a makam that all he had was an issa d'iraisa. You would make a bracha. That time, kaven the sakana who heterik achol. There's no issa. He's eating. V'ader have a mitzvah kavet la'atzal nafsha. He's doing a mitzvah to ksiv v'chay b'hem. You shouldn't die from it. Now, it does bring down over here from some of the shitas that if a person is in such a position that he has to eat a dava aser, that because it's a kanz davashas, but he is disgusted by it, by the fact it's really nauseating, disgusting to him that he has to eat something that's a dava aser, it'd be no different than when you're taking a medicine that you're not having any anar from, you don't make a bracha So then possibly you wouldn't make a bracha. We're talking about over here, you have to eat the dava asr, but lamaisa, it's a good piece of chocolate. That if someone, a guy comes along, puts a gun to the guy's head and says, you either eat this dover or us, or I'm going to shoot you, right? So then you don't make a bracha. You have to eat it. We'll see over there shortly. And when we get to Reish Dal, we'll see more about that in the Mishnah Brewer. So you're eating something because of health reasons. So if somebody has to eat on a fast, obviously you make a bracha. We will see that you should not, better not to eat with three people together if you have to eat in Kippur or on a fast, better not to eat together, but in order not to get into the shaila of needing zimun. But you do make a bracha rishayna, you do make a bracha achrayna. Shloisha shachlekechid, you have three people, so here a very interesting halacha, and it can be very negated. Shloisha shachlekechid, three people eat together. Echad niza, mipas over kecham, echad ein niza. So one of the group, the is makbid not to eat paspalta, okay, and the other one is not makbid and he eats it, okay. One of them is a koyin and he's eating matnas kahuna, and the other one's yisrael. Even though the guy who is makbid on paspalta would not be able to eat the food that the guy who is not makbid is eating, but lo yisrael amakoyin, the yisrael cannot eat what the koyin's eating. Since the guy who is not careful about paspalter, or the Yikoyan and Yisrael, or the Koyan would be able to eat what the Yisrael is eating, mitzdarfin. So what the Mechaber so far is telling us, that you need that at least one member of the Zimun is able to eat with the other member. We eat what the other members are eating. We don't need that every member of the Zimun should be able to eat what every person is eating. So let's remember this, because we're going to build on this halacha. So again, I eat paspalta. The guy I'm eating with, the other two guys I'm eating with, don't eat paspalta. I'm in the middle of eating a paspalta, and the other two people cannot eat what I'm eating. But since I can eat what they're eating, we are able to do zimun. What happens if you have two kahanim and a yisrael eating together? The kahanim are eating matnas kahuna, they're eating challah, and the yisrael is eating paspalta. And these kahanim are makbid not to eat it. So now the kahanim cannot eat what he's eating, and he cannot eat what the kahanim's eating. And mitzdarf, and they cannot be mitzdarf. The same halacha l'shloishim shemidorim zebizesh. And mitzdarf l'zimun. What happens if three people get into a fight, and they, or for whatever reason, they make a nether. I am not going to eat any of your food. I'm making a nether. I'm not eating your food. The other two guys make a nether. They're not eating the other two guys' food. So meaning that nobody can eat what the other guys are eating. Now you don't have one guy who's a common denominator who's able to eat everybody's food. They cannot be mitzvah. Says the Rambam, v'dafkish kalacha doichel mikikara. This last case that I told you, that if we all made a nether, we're not going to eat from each other, that means we're all eating our own sandwich. So me and two other guys, we all have a nether, we're not going to eat from each other's food. And we each bought our own sandwich. That means none of us can eat the other guy's food. So therefore, we can't be starved. But what happens? We made a nether not to eat from each other, but we're not eating our food. I'm like thinking about we're a guest by somebody else, so therefore I could eat what you're eating, right? Because my nether was not to eat your food. If we're both a guest in someone else's house, I'm allowed to eat the food you're eating, you're allowed to eat the food I'm eating. They're all eating from the same serving platter, and therefore they would be allowed to be mitzdarf. So let's get into the Mishnah Berurah over here, mitzdarfin. So even though each guy is eating his own food, but since I can eat your food, you can eat my food, or at least one guy can eat everybody's food, you are able to be mitzdarf. Ain't a mitzdarfin, but if not, we can't. Shekol, serif lezimen, ain't elikshem yichon leschabayachad. We have to be able to connect to each other. That somehow or another, we all have to be able to eat from the same bread. We would all not be able to eat. So let's say the case of the Kahanim and the Yisrael who's eating Pasakum, right? So since none of us can connect in any which way, you cannot be mitzvah for Zeman. Okay, then the Mechaber brought us this case of L'shloisha Shemadarim. They made a neder not to have another from each other. Beit Shekol Echad Mehem Mudah Mechaveri. Either if each one is muda from kamech echad muda meishnayim vachnayim imeni, basically nobody can eat from each other's. Dal kapara meis echad any yachos min shalhem veim shaloi lakach enim etzarfim. Aval kishanayim midarmi echad. V'hu ainim mudamahem. What happens if we have three people? Two of them made a nether not to eat the third guy's food, but the third guy never made a nether that he's not going to eat the other guy's food. So we got this. Now we're okay. Since he, this one individual, can eat what everybody's eating, they're able to be mitzdarf. Vade mitzdarf from kemisha echad yochel lecha iman. Kosu apayskim, the payskim right. Do I think kishe echad yochel chalof? So this could be a very negatic thing. So one guy's eating milk, oigvino, cheese, vashnayim bas, and two other guys are eating meat. But starve him. Why? Now the meat guys cannot eat the cheese guy's food, right? But lamaisa me'ikir hadin, even though many of us are noyik to wait a half hour after milchiks before we get to fleishiks, me'ikir hadin, what do you have to do to go from meat, from milk to meat? You have to do hadach and kinuach, you have to clean out your mouth, right? And then you can immediately eat the meat. So although the two fleishiger guys would not be able to eat my milchiger Danish, right? That my hamotzi Danish that I made, right? We assume that I didn't make milchiger bread because that would be dava usser, but we made a kind of milchiger bread that we're allowed to eat. So I'm eating milchiger bread and the other two guys are eating fleishigs. They can't eat my food, but I am able to eat their food. Sha'oichel gavina, the guy eating cheese, milchik sarei yachal lechem ilachma, he's able to eat their food. Avo b'shim iluchlich b'basa, even though it has meat on it. Imi kanech piv yadichani, he cleans out his mouth and he rinses it out. V'aminik, now interesting, this is just, so first of all, the halacha, you have two guys eating meat, one guy eating cheese, they're able to be mezamen since the cheese guys can eat the meat guy. Now, v'aminik, the minik is, it's interesting to note, sha'oichel gavina hu amivarech b'chus ha'zimun v'loy lahebech, who should be the guy leading the zimun? The cheese guy. Why? Shehu agarim lazimun. He's the guy who causes that the shebechal be able to make zimun. Without him, those two guys couldn't eat his food. He's able to do their food, so therefore he should be the one being mezamen. Aval im oichel gavina kasha, what happens if you're eating hard cheese, the kind of cheese that you have to wait 6 hours? So we won't get into the 6 hour cheese halacha now, but we all know there's many cheeses that you have to wait 6 hours. Some are questionable, some sure have to wait 6 hours, but I'm eating the kind of cheese that you have to wait 6 hours. I can't eat the fleishiks. The fleishiks can't eat the milchiks. So therefore, you're not able to ain't a mitzvah, and they cannot be mitzvah for zimun. The minig today is not to eat meat after hard cheese. Even if you clean out your mouth. So too, another very applicable halacha. So you're eating from Rosh Chodesh to Tisha B'av. She'ein oichlim basa rak b'sudas mitzvah. We only eat meat if we, let's say, make a siyum. We have a sudas mitzvah. The yeshen zarim gam b'zev oichlim rak machali cholav. There are those people who are makbin not to eat from fleishiks, even from a sudas mitzvah during the 9 days. K'moy she'kasa b'simen tuf kutafkuf nun alav. Oysem she'nizar mi basa v'oichlim cholav e'm etzavrim oichlim basa. The guy who is eating milchiks cannot eat the fleishiks over here, because he's makbid, there ain't yichon lechel zamzeh. Now, so pause right there. So now we have a problem. If I have two guys eating meat from the siyum and shul, one guy brings his cheese sandwich because he's makbid not to eat meat. So now nobody can eat each other's. He cannot eat the meat because he's makbid not to eat meat during the 9 days. The meat guys cannot eat the cheese sandwich because they're already fleishik. So therefore, they would not be able to do zimun, even though there, we said before that if one guy's eating cheese, they would be. Again, same common denominator rule through. We need one guy who can eat everybody's meat. Yaakov, you have a question? No? Okay. So, Ella, it now. There is a solution to all this. Okay. So, what happens? We have this situation that we don't have anybody eating what the other guy can eat. And we now, Ella, in can, achul pass, achul kazayas pass. If they before they started eating their meat sandwich, they eat a kezayas bread, plain bread. At that point, they were able to eat. So now, so the three of us are eating together. One guy's eating paspalta, one guy's eating fleishiks, and the other guy's eating milchiks, and he's makben not to eat fleishiks in the 9 days. So if they want to be up to mezamen, one guy goes ahead and takes a clean piece of bread that's not paspalta, that's not milchiks, not fleishiks, right? And eats a kezayis of that bread. Now the other two guys would have been able to join him in that piece of bread. Since they can join him, so now, once again, that would be the solution that And you would all be able to go ahead and eat that, and therefore they would be able to do the Zimun. Okay, we will stop over here, and in Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.